I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, and we have a rare opportunity now to talk with someone who speaks for President Trump. Adam Kennedy is Deputy Assistant to the President and joins us. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me on.
So the President said last week on Twitter, if Mexico doesn't immediately stop all illegal immigration coming into the United States through our southern border, I will be closing the border or large sections of the border next week. That would be this week. So when is the closure going to happen?
I think the president has seen more action from Mexico. I think he's seen some good progress. And I think the president is keeping all of his options open. I think what the president wants to do first and foremost is fulfill his primary responsibility to the American people, and that's securing American communities and protecting American lives.
What is the good progress that the president has seen in the last few days from Mexico?
Mexico has been setting up checkpoints. Mexico has been working with us to receive more people seeking asylum. Mexico has been an ongoing partner in this, and they've shown willingness to do even more.
So has Mexico therefore stopped all illegal immigration, as the president said they would need to do in order for him not to close the southern border?
Mexico has been a good partner. More needs to be done. And again, the president isn't taking any option off the table. He's keeping them open. The president doesn't want to have to close the border. The president has worked for 2 years with Congress, with partners throughout the world to try and solve this problem. Unfortunately, what we've seen is that Democrats in Congress and some people outside the country haven't wanted to work with us. So the president has had to take emergency action and he's willing to take more action.
But Adam, when people look at what just happened here, it seems like the president is making a big threat that would be of enormous consequence and then backing off of it a few days later, saying that Mexico is doing something new when, in fact, others would look at the situation and say Mexico has been doing all these things all along, or maybe they're making slight tweaks to what they've been doing.
Well, let's be clear. What Mexico has done under this administration is more than almost under any other administration, including setting up an agreement to have asylum seekers wait in Mexico, including setting up more checkpoints. So they've definitely expanded their cooperation.
But not just in the last few days, though. They haven't made all those changes.
Well, that's been going on for a while now, but it's certainly expanded in the last few days. Absolutely. Mexico has shown a willingness to work with us at a greater level than ever before. But also, I just want to emphasize this. A lot of Democrats and a lot of people in this country don't see a crisis at all. We've had law enforcement experts repeatedly say that the border is at a breaking point, that our system is really at a crisis and needs immediate help. And again, Democrats in Congress and people throughout this country have decided not to work with the president to solve the problem.
But what about the idea of threatening to shut down the border and then not carrying through on it? Doesn't that take away the president's credibility when he does something like that?
I think the president has all the credibility in the world on the border. I think he's shown that multiple times. When Congress wouldn't act to provide the funding needed for a barrier, the president acted to get that funding. And I think what the president is showing now is that unless there's immediate action being taken to solve this huge surge at the border, then he will take action.
The president also mentioned yesterday the idea of getting rid of immigration judges at a time when there are already record backlogs in immigration courts. Why would he want to get rid of judges when they're the only ones who are helping people get through the process legally?
Well, I think the president is showing frustration at the process in general. We have these huge backlogs, this very complicated process that requires months, not years, for people to actually be processed. And during that time, because of loopholes in our legal system, these illegal immigrants are allowed to basically roam free in our communities, in our country.
So is the answer to then get rid of judges?
Without proper vetting, without knowing exactly who they are, and that creates serious dangers. In terms of getting rid of the judges, again, the president is frustrated at the current system we have set up in its entirety. There's massive loopholes. There's massive delays. It's not working. And when you have a huge surge like what we're seeing right now, you're seeing it get overwhelmed.
The president also said he's cutting off aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. This is aid that goes to security, to programs to prevent young people from joining gangs in the first place. It's been credited with reducing violence in these countries. Why stop the aid?
Because I think what we're seeing is that most of the illegal immigration is coming from three key countries, and those countries haven't been willing to work with us to stop that. This aid has not stopped this massive immigration. We're seeing hundreds of caravans, each of which have over 100 people in them, swarming our border. So I think what the president's seeing is that we're sending lots of aid down there, but we're not seeing results or accounts, and that's in stopping the immigration flow at our border.
So does he think that by not giving them aid that he's going to get better results in terms of making people not want to flee these countries and come towards the United States?
I think what the president wants to do is make sure we're not throwing good money after bad, that the president is protecting taxpayers and is protecting Americans to make sure that every single dollar is being used to protect them.
What if it leads to an even bigger migration crisis, though, because more people want to leave these countries?
Honestly, we're seeing historic surges right now. They caught over 4,000 people in one day. They're expecting over 100,000 people in a month. This is a massive, massive crisis. I understand that you're saying that there could be even more, but I think what the president is saying is we're already at an extreme breaking point now. This aid has not helped with that, and we need to move forward and make sure that we're solving this crisis that we're facing.
Do you think it's possible that the president will reverse this decision about cutting off the aid as he did with the decision to close down the border this week?
Well, again, I don't think the president reversed anything. I think the president made the option available, said he may do this and is considering it. And I think he's standing behind both options, both cutting the aid and closing the border. I don't think anything has been reversed or taken off the table.
That is Adam Kennedy, who is Deputy Director of Communications and Deputy Assistant to the President. Thank you so much for coming on and talking with us.
Thanks a lot for having me on.